WAYM, Spring Hill, Nashville. WAYQ, Clarksville. WAYD, Auburn. WAYW, New Johnsonville. Glad you're listening to Way FM. Every week, we plug you into issues affecting our community with the Mid-South Spotlight, our weekly public affairs program. The Mid-South Spotlight strives to focus on the issues and people of Middle Tennessee. Now, here's your host.
Welcome to the Mid-South Spotlight on Way FM. I'm Michael Russell, and our guest today, Sunny Rosenblum, Executive Director and founder of Tucker's House. Welcome, Sunny.
Hi.
And you may recall that Sunny has been on Mid-South Spotlight before. Tucker's House celebrating a very special milestone and 10th anniversary of helping families of children and disabilities. But if someone's not familiar with Tucker's House, can you just tell us what you're about?
Yes. So Tucker's House helps families that have children with disabilities to make their homes wheelchair accessible, safer, but also an environment where a child can be as independent as possible, if possible. So we serve these children that have varied disabilities, but also all their caregivers who are lifting and transferring and caring for their children.
And this is very personal for you. Tell us about why you felt compelled to start Tucker's House.
Well, Tucker is my grandson. He's just the light of our life. He's 13 years old, and he's a big kid. He's getting close to being as tall as his meemaw, but he does not walk or talk. Tucker has the formal diagnosis of cerebral palsy. He was born in 2009, and he had a seizure disorder. And because of those seizures, he left him with some brain damage, which led to his diagnosis of cerebral palsy. But when Tucker was about 3.5 years old, his mother, I watched her lift and transferring and carrying Tucker, and I could tell that it was really taking its toll on her physically. And I said, honey, you need to have some modifications to your home. There's got to be something out there to help families that have children with disabilities. So I looked, and she didn't have much time on her hands, being the parent of several children, including a child with disabilities. So I looked for her and found nothing in the community. I asked some physical therapists at Vanderbilt if there was an organization to help these families, would it be helpful? And they said it would be incredible. Life-changing, actually.
Hmm. And so that's the reason you got started. How did that process go? What kind of time frame did it take to go from the idea to making it a reality?
Well, I started Tucker's House, as I said, August of 2009, and then there started the process of getting a board of directors and getting the organization established, figuring out how this organization would run, and getting the right people in place. So we started our first project in 2011. So it took that time to get our 501c3 and to get everything set up. But when we started, we felt ready. Now, my husband's a builder, so I've done construction with him for years. So I'm very familiar with project management. But the first several years, I think it was 3 years ago that I actually hired our full-time project manager. But for all those years, I raised money. I wrote the grants. I did the assessments with our physical therapist, Sandra Zakari. I project managed, so I'd start my day out in jeans and a t-shirt under house in an attic, and then I would have a suit hanging in my car for meetings during the day and a dress hanging in my car for evening events. So it was a marathon. But I am going to be 62 this year, so I'm glad to finally start being able to hire the key people to help this organization to be the best we can be and to serve as many kids as possible.
Now, every good organization has a mission. What's the mission of Tucker's House?
So Tucker's House mission is to help families, to partner with families that have children with disabilities to make their homes accessible and safer, and really pulling those resources together, because there are many resources in this community. It really does. It could be equipment that's needed to be used in that space. It could be a ramp that a family needs, a lift, pulling out carpeting and putting in solid surface floors. But by far, the hugest need is accessible bathrooms, actually. Mm-hmm. And so we'll put in curbless showers, roll under sinks, pocket doors to make it easier to access a bathroom, make the bathroom a little bit larger, steal some space from maybe another area that's adjoining the bathroom.
You're touching on it, and you definitely said, like, when you talk to the physical therapist, that this is life-changing, yes, not only for the child, but also families. What kind of challenges are these families facing when they have, you know, a disability that they're giving care for sometimes 24/7?
Yes. Well, these families will lift and transfer, their caregivers will lift and transfer these children, you know, about 5,000 times a year. So you can imagine the toll it takes on the bodies of the caregivers. As I mentioned earlier, my daughter-in-law was having problems with her shoulder. We have had moms call saying, I have to have back surgery. I need a lift. I can't do this. Sadly, the divorce rate is over 90% for these families because it is so stressful. Even though, like, Tucker is the light of our family's life, these children are absolutely adored by their families. And quite often, it's not just the mom or the dad that are caring for these children, but they might have nurses because of the severity of their disability that have to come in and help to care for these kids. So the nurses have to have lifts, or they will not be able to come into that home. So those lifts are vital, or the parents will lose nursing care for their children. But also siblings will be involved in caring for these children. Like my grandson, Jackson, is 15 years old, and he assists a lot in helping to lift Tucker and move Tucker. When my son is at work, somebody has to do that. My daughter-in-law, he's getting so big, he's almost as tall as my daughter-in-law. Mm-hmm. So my grandson Jackson will help lift. My other granddaughters as well, there's three other granddaughters. Tucker has three other sisters, and they also assist in helping Tucker, give him things he needs, feeding him. Aunts, uncles, grandparents might be involved. In fact, one little girl that we helped, Maggie, was in a car accident when she was almost 5 years old. She was left quadriplegic. Her sister got a traumatic brain injury, and her mother was killed in that accident. So Maggie now lives with her grandparents. Her grandfather has Parkinson's disease, so he can't lift Maggie. All the care was on the grandmother. So we were able to build an accessible bathroom for them, which also included a roll-in shower and a roll-under sink with a touch faucet, so Maggie could use her hand, even though her hand really doesn't work well, she could touch that faucet, and so she can participate in her care. We also put a lift in that space so that grandma didn't have to lift her physically. She can use this lift. So the challenges are varied. The child could be born with disabilities. Also, the child could acquire a disability through a car accident. We've had children that have been involved in near drownings that are now severely disabled, children that are in sporting accidents. So it's, you know, you just never know. We even had a child that had cancer, and the treatment left him severely disabled.
Hmm. What is the area that Tucker's House serves?
Tucker's House serves a one-hour driving radius from Franklin. So we have quite a good-sized service area. However, within this last year, we have had a very difficult time getting subcontractors and volunteers in the outlying areas. So we temporarily had to kind of pull in our service area to Davidson, Rutherford, Williamson, and part of Columbia, because we only have one project manager. And trying to find these subcontractors in those outerlying areas has been a challenge because of the construction that is going on right now. So what our hope is, through the 10-year anniversary and our golf tournament that's coming up, to be able to raise enough money to be able to hire a second project manager so we can split our service area into two areas and have simultaneous projects going on, because the need is enormous. We have over a year waiting list, and we don't want to have to tell people we can't serve them. That is really painful. It's really hard on me to have to turn somebody away. So we really do want to expand our service area, but that is going to take funding to be able to have enough people in our within our system to be able to help as many families as we can.
So it sounds like it's just really a resource, you know, one right. Person going all out, and they're just maxed.
Yes.
So you said that the need is big. How large of a need are we talking in this area.
Yes. Well, in fact, somebody had told us at Vanderbilt they would love for us to come and speak to their social workers about what we do, but they were worried they would bury us in the need. It's just so profound. It's shocking. I every day get calls from people, actually from all over the United States. We get calls from everywhere because they say there is nothing. Can you recommend someplace? And honestly, we have looked for something that is even close to what we do, and we have not been able to find anything. We do serve families that don't have a lot of money, and we cover the cost of the project. Tucker's House does. So we cover that cost, and construction isn't cheap. And we have been so grateful for our partners like Hiller Plumbing, Heating, and Electric have done all the work for free for us, for these families. Now we also, and then Been There Dump That donates dumpsters to every single one of our projects. It's just been incredible. Construction companies that have stepped up to the plate and said, we would love to be able to help with a project, and have brought in professionals to help with those projects. That keeps the cost of those projects down for us, which is incredible. But we also have a tier system. So families that are up to $65,000 a year, we cover the cost of the project. Families who make between $65,000 and $110,000 a year, their financial application goes to a financial committee. And that financial committee looks out at not only how much money comes in, but how much money goes out. Because a lot of these families, they have costs that we can't even fathom. We've had families that spend $1,000 a week out of their own pocket for medication. Some of their equipment is not covered by insurance, so then they have to come out of pocket for that. So the financial committee looks at that, and then they will put that family into a tier where the family might pay 25% and Tucker's House pays 75%, or maybe it's a 50-50 split, or the family will pay 75 and we'll pay 25. And if the family makes over $110,000, we still do the assessment and we can still oversee the project, but they pay 100% of the costs of that project. However, we can keep the costs of these projects down because of volunteers and materials that are donated, and because of the project management that we offer. Now, sometimes families will have builders that they feel very comfortable with and want to work with, which is fantastic. Then we can work with that builder to give them a comprehensive plan of what this child needs. Because the therapist, the occupational therapist or the physical therapist that does the assessment, they are looking at this particular diagnosis. Mm-hmm. So it's far beyond ADA. They're looking at what this child needs, not just today, but down the road for the rest of this child's life. How can we do this modification so it will meet their needs today and for the rest of this child's life? They factor in all the equipment that needs to be used. So as that child grows, their equipment also grows. That has to be factored into it. I've met with builders and architects, and it's a wonderful relationship with those builders and architects. So I always tell them, I'm here to make you look good.
It sounds first class all the way.
Thank you.
And really grants freedom. And
yes.
If someone that is listening right now and they want to be involved, what are the opportunities, you know, to help with the work of Tucker's House?
Well, if they are a skilled volunteer, that is amazing. So if they have some trade skills, we could sure use you. And we find that these construction companies love volunteering because they can take what they do well and go in and one day make an enormous impact for this family and for our organization. If they're unskilled, there's still things that people could do, which would maybe help with the demo. If they're good painters, they can do some painting, cleaning up on a project, or even helping with one of our fundraisers, like the 10-year anniversary or golf tournament. There are many volunteer opportunities. But of course, we also need funds. So individuals, every nonprofit knows that if you have individuals that are dedicated to your mission and you can count on their donation every month, that helps us to be able to budget and know how many families we can help throughout the year. Of course, we do apply for grants, corporate funding. If we've had people that go to their corporation that they work for and let them know about our organization, that this is a great way to give back to the community. So those are some wonderful ways to serve. We also partner with the Occupational Therapy Department at Belmont, and their Belmont students, some of those students come in and do experiential component with Tucker's House. Also, the O'More School of Design is now at Belmont, and we did two projects with them this last year in helping the students know and understand home modification. So there's a great opportunity out there for people to learn as well.
So maybe it's volunteering, maybe it's support, whatever skill levels, sounds like you have opportunities. What's the best way for someone listening to get in touch with Tucker's House?
Well, we have on our website, tuckershouse.org, a person that wants to volunteer. There's a place where you can go and there's a volunteer application. Fill out that application. It gives us all the information that we need to know to be able to place you and get you in touch with the person that can give them a call and kind of find out a little bit more about them and what they would like to do. So that's a great way. On our website, also, you can give. There is a place to donate where you could donate monthly or, you know, whatever.
So you have a special 10-year anniversary celebration coming up. Tell us more about that special evening.
Yes. So the 10-year anniversary, we're so excited to have the anniversary at the factory at Liberty Hall. And we have some special songwriters that will be performing that evening. We will have dinner. The songwriters are Tim Nichols, Matt Jenkins, Brian Simpson, and they are wonderful and have written some wonderful hits. So I know you'll enjoy that. And then also Chef Mary will be preparing the food that evening. And so we will have a wonderful fare. And so it will be a lot of fun, a really fun evening.
And I understand there's a special auction item as well?
Yes, there will. Well, it's a raffle. And so people can buy raffle tickets online, and they don't have to be present to win. So there is more information about the playhouse. It's an absolutely adorable playhouse. It looks like a barn. It's absolutely adorable.
Now, if there's one last thing that you could tell people about Tucker's House, you know, what is that?
Tucker's House, the mission of Tucker's House is literally life-changing for these families. A lot of people, well, when I ask them, how often do you see these families in public? How many times do you see children with special needs in public? And people will kind of get a puzzled look on their face and actually say, you know, really not very often. And the reason why is because it's difficult. It's difficult for us to get Tucker out into the community, and honestly, it's not always comfortable for him. So really, the place he spends most of his time is at home. And with these families, it's very much that way. What I'd like to say is that the home should be a place of refuge. It really should. It should be that for all of us. And that is especially true for these families. The home needs to be a place of refuge, and quite often it is not, because they have to carry their child in the house, carry the wheelchair, lift their child into the bathtub, lift their child into their bed, try to push a wheelchair over carpeting, try to get a wheelchair through a doorway. And so it becomes incredibly difficult to even operate in their home. So to be able to go in and make these changes to not only last today, but the rest of their life, it becomes a place of refuge for these families. And I walk away every single time just completely overwhelmed and happy for these families that we've been able to make that kind of a difference in their life. I just love every single one of them. They're in my heart forever. That's the truth.
Sunny, thank you so much for being our guest today on the Mid-South Spotlight.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
This has been the Mid-South Spotlight, a weekly public affairs program of Way FM.